Thank you. Thank you, Minister. President, I am Akon Tomioa, head of the Division for Personnel Training in the field of healthcare in Togo. I would like to mention some specific measures taken by Togo to improve its population's health, and in particular, child and maternal health. The government of Togo has made universal health coverage a top priority in order to achieve its healthcare goals. To this end, we have established a ministry that is headed by a woman and whose task it is to coordinate all measures relating to universal access to healthcare. At the legislative level, we have health insurance that was voted by a law in 2021 to ensure that all populations can access quality healthcare. This insurance includes mandatory basic healthcare insurance implemented since 2012, and which this has been expanded by this law to all workers in the private and public sectors. There's also a new medical insurance that is dedicated to those who are unable to subscribe to the first health insurance. As regards healthcare in schools, we have also, since 2017, implemented a plan to cover all medical needs in schools. Therefore, 500 children have benefited from this program. And at the operational level, we have a number of projects, including the project for helping pregnant women and newborns. The goal of this is to ensure that maternal and child health services are fully accessible within the broader healthcare system. The range of services we offer include prenatal consultations, hospitalizations, C-sections, giving birth, and also basic postnatal care. We also have the essential basic healthcare project for universal healthcare coverages, which is rolled out in favor of children, women, pregnant women, and vulnerable populations in remote areas. In the framework of this project, 200 healthcare establishments will be built, and 4,000 odd staff members will be recruited in the areas that are included in the project. We also have a national plan to combat mother-to-child transmission of HIV, as well as family planning programs, which are currently being implemented. When it comes to resources allocated to the field of healthcare, the state budget earmarked for this sector has increased from 4.4% to 9.3%. And we also have increased our number of healthcare staff from 14,000 to more than 18,000 staff. There are 81 medical staff per 100,000 inhabitants. Togo has done very well in terms of providing care to those suffering from COVID on the free of charge basis. And as regards the implementation of our COVID-19 response plan, more than 88 billion CFA francs have been earmarked for healthcare. When it comes to vaccination status, Togo is one of the countries to be most committed to the vaccination against this virus, and our results in this respect have been quite satisfactory. As of 20th of January 2022, more than 1,500,000 vaccines have been distributed, which is a vaccination rate of about 32%. We would like to highlight, President, that the various vaccines used in our country have been acquired through state funding and through donations from our financial partners. Thank you.